Brett Chappell Show. Pisgah Sports Talk with the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah head coach Brett Chappell. Live at the Jukebox Junction, Highway 276 at the Bethel Red Light. Brought to you this morning by Hometown Hardware, the Freeman Agency featuring Erie Insurance, plus linen and uniform service, and the Pisgah Barbershop. Join us every Saturday, all season long.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell. It's Chad Upton as we open up a brand new season of Pisgah football right here on AM 920 WPTL. Coach, good morning. It's good to see you again. A lot to talk about as we get started with a brand new season. It seems like for me every single year that the time between when we finish up the season in November and December to the time we're right back here getting ready for a new season gets shorter and shorter. But certainly excited and ready to go, and you guys have already been doing a lot of work, obviously, with the things that you do in the spring with getting weights and some of the spring practice, and then you get started in the summer and scrimmages and so forth have already gotten underway. And I guess my first question would be just where do you think things are right now, and what kinds of things are we going to be looking at going down the road for the season?
You know, it's a long process starting in January and getting to this point, building up for a Friday night game. There's an awful lot of work that goes into it by our young men, again, from the start of January and the weights to all of the stuff that we do in the summer and the preseason practices, and you get your couple scrimmages in and you get ready to go for that first Friday night. And certainly it's been a long process for us, but excited to get to this point. Feel good about where we're at. You know, we've had two scrimmages so far, and practices have been good. I think things that right now that you guard against, obviously, is getting complacent just because we've had a little bit of success in the scrimmages. We felt good about what we did there, but certainly we're not going to pat ourselves on the back. We've not even won a ball game yet, but we'll get back to work on Monday and start preparing for next Friday night. The other thing that you're concerned with at this time of the year is injuries. Yeah. Trying to stay injury-free. Unfortunately, we've got two right now that are injured and out. We lost Jared Clark in the scrimmage on Tuesday, broke ankle, and we lost Jacob Kilson in practice on Thursday evening, dislocated kneecap. So we've got two injuries so far that's already hindering us a little bit, and so we'll see. We're continuing to push forward, and like I said, we'll start on Monday and get into that routine and get ready for a ball game next Friday night.
Talk about camp this summer and how you felt that went, and of course that's really a time that you pull everybody together and begin that mentality of that brotherhood and that teamsmanship. Talk about that a little bit, would you?
You know, the 7-on-7 stuff, we started early. We ended up having 7 of those against, seems like, 8 or 9 different teams. Thought those went well. You know, those are more for the skill players, right? Obviously the quarterback, trying to get some cohesion between him and the wide receivers, and of course the secondary as well. And then we had our big lineman challenge that we've had the last couple of years that I thought went really well. And I think if you had a chance to watch any of those things, I think you learn real quick where the strength of our team is. And, that was up front. In that lineman challenge, I thought we really shined. Feel like we've got some good linemen up front. And, that's kind of where we're thinking that we're going to have the most success right now. Certainly we got some good skill people that are behind them. But, just think our linemen are ready to go.
When you're preparing and you're seeing where things are, obviously you have the transition from that senior group that moves out. You bring in a group in. What kinds of things do you think about in terms of the off season, in terms of what you want to do, maybe a little bit differently than you may have done the previous year based on your personnel?
I think you got to look at what you want to do offensively and defensively based off of what you got coming back. We spent a few days down at the University of Auburn back in the spring, took the coaches down. Had a really good clinic with those guys for about 3 days and brought some stuff back that I think has really helped us already on the offensive side of the ball. And, you just got to spend time and trying to – you don't want to say reinvent yourself, but you're always looking for, advantages and things like that and things that might be able to help your team. And I think we found a few things, down there that we can use. And I think it's helped us, so far this preseason.
How did those guys treat you down there?
It was really good. We were the only coaching staff that was down there at that time. We got kind of free reign of the film room and got to watch spring practice, and I had a connection that was down there that was kind of helping us out and got us in. And it was really good. It was nice to see it was nice to go down there and see that place. It's the first time I'd been there, and again, got to see their spring practice and kind of see what they've got coming up this year as well.
Right, absolutely.
So, you know, that's always a neat time.
And that's a premier program down there with, you know, facilities and those kinds of things. Is there anything just, you know, on that topic, is there anything that you can pull from that, you know, maybe away from personnel, those kind of things, just systems and that kind of thing that, that helps you improve what your practice is?
Well, that was the, you know, big thing that we went down there for. You know, we were down there more for the offensive side than the defensive side. And just felt like we took a few things away, and you know, certainly we don't have that type of personnel, and you know, we're not looking at the up tempo that Auburn has as much, but just looking at some different blocking schemes and some different plays that they were doing and things that they looked at. You know, you're always trying to see how you can better yourself as a coach, and you know, I felt like I came away with it with a couple of ideas that you know, we've tried to use already in this preseason, and seems like they have helped, but we haven't got in a game situation yet, so we got to wait and see.
Going back to, you know, as you start off the season in the summer, talk a little bit about, we always talk about this, I think, talk about your numbers right now in terms of the kids coming out. Any surprises there? You feel pretty good about where your numbers are?
We're about 39 on the varsity, and we're about 56 on the JVs.
Yeah.
So we're a little bit over 90, a little bit less than 100. You know, I think we'll probably finish out the season right around 90 in the high 80s, which are really good numbers.
Yeah.
Senior class is a little bit low in numbers. We're about 16. And when I say low, I mean it's a good class of seniors, and there's a lot of starters in that senior.
Yeah.
So I think you're seeing some quality kids in that senior group, but it's you know, I'd like to see that number up around 20. You look at our junior class, and we're about 23 kids. You look at our sophomore class, and we're about 25 kids, and the freshman class is about 28. So, you know, we're in those 20s with those classes. But, again, some really good kids in this senior group and a lot of starters out of that bunch. So, you know, when we finish this season, we will lose quite a few starters that will graduate. So, you know, it's a good mixture. You know, feel good about what these guys have put into it. I think their leadership already has shown, you know, we've done some things differently already in that avenue. Coach Brindley started a leadership council with each one of the grade levels, you know, trying to bring some ownership to those kids and bring it to the team, and I think it's really been a good idea. And he actually met with them yesterday before we left for the scrimmage, and, you know, he kind of meets with them weekly and, you know, kind of gets a feel for where the team's at. You know, I think they're able to talk with him a little bit, and, you know, you got to be able to talk to your people too.
Yeah.
It's kind of like employees.
Absolutely.
You want to make sure everything's going good in the workplace, and if not, then you need to see how you can fix it, make it better.
Absolutely. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
It's canning time. Get jars, pressure cookers, all your canning supplies at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. You can shop online at hometown-hardware.com or stop in for everything you need to preserve nature's bounty for enjoyment all year round. Friendly folks will guide you to everything you need at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
Back live this morning at the Brett Chappell Show. Coach, again, kind of start from scratch in a lot of ways when you get going back into the fall. Just real quick, just a thought that entered my mind, anything in terms of coaching staff changes there? We're still solid from where we were from last year?
Yeah, we've had a couple of changes. Coach McElrath, who's been with us for a while before I got here, moved back to Owen. You know, he was from that area, still lived there, and was traveling back and forth. Job came open there. He was able to go back home so he could be closer to his family.
Sure.
And so, you know, we lost him. We also lost Coach Peck, who's been with me since coming from East Henderson. He's still in school up at Western Carolina, and he'll get finished up here in the next year or so. But we lost him on a full-time basis. He's still with us part-time, but lost him there. So we had to, you know, had to make some hires. We got Coach Rogers, Coach Bentley Rogers from
right.
middle school, got
right.
him picked up. Got him back up on staff with us and picked up Zeb Capps, who
yep.
was a good receiver that came out of Inca.
Right.
Got him picked up as well. So got two coaches to come on board with us that we're excited about having. Made a little personnel change. We've actually got five coaches on the defensive side and four coaches on the offensive side right now, you know, kind of shifting some people around. And, you know, the one thing that I have learned since being here, you know, coming from East Henderson, we used to worry about trying to outscore people. We had decent defenses, but, you know, really tried to put points on the board and outscore people. And, you know, that philosophy is a little bit different here with the type of kids we have. And we're more of a defensive team and, you know, keep the ball away type deal. And so we put a lot of emphasis on that defensive side with the extra coach and you know, moving some coaches around as well. But, you know, again, we feel good about where we're at, but we did again this time last year, you know, and then we went out that first game and laid an egg. So we're certainly not going to pat ourselves on the back. We've not won a ball game yet. But as far as the preseason goes, you know, we're pleased at this point with where we're at.
How much time do you spend together with just the coaches and, you know, maybe even away from the film room and just having conversations about philosophy, those kinds of things, or maybe just go out and, you know, play around to golf together, whatever. How much of that building do you do?
I think, you know, the springtime, obviously, when you can go to a clinic, obviously the time that you spend in the summer with your 7-on-7 stuff, you know, like this morning, you know, we'll go in and meet and we'll bounce ideas off of each other and get everything set for the week. But, you know, our families have kind of grown up together.
Of course.
Our kids have grown up together. And certainly we spend a lot of time on Friday nights together as families and things like that. But, you know, it's always good to get away too. So, you know, everybody's kind of got their separate lives. But it's always exciting when we can get all the kids and the coaches' wives and everybody together and enjoy that time. We had a big pool party last weekend.
Nice.
You know, got to celebrate the end of our two-a-day type deals and got the cheerleaders involved with it. And that was really nice to have all of the kids down there at the pool and kind of relax, and they didn't have to worry about coach screaming at them. You know, things of that nature. So you get to see a different side of it too.
So you're going into the first week of the season. Obviously, we're talking about North Buncombe, a team that that we lost to last year. And I know that certainly that was a tough way to get going as far as, you know, the season goes, and had repercussions as we went through the year. Certainly finished awfully strong and continued. I remember saying last year how much I felt like that we improved from the beginning of the season to the end of the season. And you certainly want to keep that momentum up going into this one, because you got what is a very important game right off the bat. I mean, that first game of the season, an endowment game at that, you certainly want to do everything that you can to get that first win on the board early.
You know, we look back at last year and kind of always like to reflect back and see how things went and how we could change things. And, you know, so much for us, we went back and kind of revamped after that game. You know, not only playing-wise and personnel-wise, but coaching-wise. Certainly learned a lot about myself as a coach as we finished up that game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I ended up getting caught up in the situation when we lost Trevor. And I did a very poor job at halftime of making any adjustments, because I was so so worked up and so upset about losing him the way we did. You know, I did a very poor job of making adjustments at halftime, and that cost us. You know, and I've talked to our team this week about that. You know, I learned a lot about myself as a coach and things that I can learn to do better, and certainly that's one of those things. I can't get caught up in the emotions of losing a kid like that. You know, even though I knew at the time that it was a bad call, ended up being one where the, you know, official called back later that evening and apologized, and the state association apologized. But, you know, that's part of the game. And, again, I got caught up in that. And, you know, certainly something that I will learn from. And, you know, I think we made some really good adjustments after that. Went on and won 9 ball games and went in the second round of playoffs. So I thought we did some really good things. I commented the other day, I think probably from the beginning of the season to the end, of all of the teams that I've been around and been a part of, that one probably grew more than any team I've ever had, you know, going from where we were at to where we finished. And, you know, I think that's a, I think that's, you know, something special about those seniors that they will remember. You know, we always ask those kids, how will you be remembered when the season's over with? And certainly I hope that's something that they take away of how much they improved throughout that season.
Going to North Buncombe, is it, And it would be the same thing for everybody, but it is a little bit more of a disadvantage for teams early on, because there's just not a lot of information that you have to study in terms of preparing. Obviously, you might have a little bit of film from some scrimmage activities, but you just don't have that library of resources to prepare. And it's equal for everybody, so nobody has an advantage over somebody else. But it's a little bit harder this time of year to prepare for a team that you haven't had a chance to see much.
I think you've got more guesswork going into it. You know, you're just trying to guess of what you're going to get or what they're going to do and things like that. You know, people who love to sit there and we call it grind on film all weekend, which, you know, Coach Brindley's definitely one of those guys. You know, he wants as much film as he can get. So, you know, he'll go back and look at some things from last year and, of course, look at the scrimmages that we're going to get this morning. And we'll look at personnel things and matchups and all of those things that, you know, kind of go into a game plan. But, you know, the big thing is actually getting out there, getting our kids going. You know, we haven't played four quarters yet. You know, you talk about your preseason stuff. You know, what kind of stamina do we have? So, you know, all of those things will be on point on next Friday night. So we'll see how we face those things. There will be some adversity just like there always is. Certainly you look back at last year and you can see what that one was too. So, you know, we'll see what get thrown at us on Friday night, and we'll roll with it and see how we do.
Going in terms of, you know, what you've got put in that you will over the course of the season, whether it's on offense or defense, what percentage of the things that you might would put in are in at this point going into game one?
You know, I think looking at it, and you always kind of compare it to your past seasons, I think we're further ahead now at this point than we have been. And I think a lot of that's got to do with the maturity of our kids. You know, we've talked to them about that this week as well. I just feel like we've got a very mature bunch, especially up front. I feel like they have really picked up on some new stuff that we put in and, of course, retained some of the old stuff. So, you know, feel good about where we're at on the knowledge of things. Obviously, you're going to get different looks each game, and you got to make adjustments and, you know, changes. But, you know, going from Swain on Tuesday night to Owen last night and two really different type teams and what they're trying to accomplish, I thought our kids did a really good job, and I thought our coaches did a good job with really – 2 days to get ready for Owen last night, and I thought our kids, you know, played really well.
Going into the first game here, is there anything in particular that you might would say that, that perhaps one of us or a fan might notice that feels a little bit different than from the end of the last year? Obviously, you know, new quarterback, all those kinds of things. In terms of the feel and what and tempo, those kinds of things, similarities, or is there going to be some differences going in?
I think there'll be some differences. I think as you look at us, and if you've had a chance to see the scrimmages already, I think you're going to see a different personality in this team. And I think, it all starts up front.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the first
thing
you're going to notice.
That's what I've heard all summer, So we'll be back in just a moment with more The Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look, call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Family Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Champion Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality, with Ken Warren and his crew providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Family Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King, I-40, exit 31. Coach, obviously some changes, too, in terms of the schedule this year, and obviously, you know, have had Inc and have had North Bunk for quite some time, but picking up Asheville and Madison, a little bit of a change from last year. Talk a little bit about that and what your thoughts are there.
You know, going into the – anytime you redo schedules and things like that, at least for me on the non-conference side, I always like to look at trying to find one that you're supposed to win, one that you're going to make some good money on, and one that you're not supposed to win. And I think as you look at our schedule, I think we've got those on there. Obviously, you look down, and, of course, you see the North Buncombe game, and you see the Inca game, and Asheville and Madison. And, you know, it's been quite some time since Pisgah's played Asheville.
Right.
You know, we want to keep one of those big games out of Buncombe County like that. Obviously, we've had Irwin on the schedule. Coach Presley's had TC and Reynolds on the schedule, and, you know, we rolled back around and picked Asheville up. Coach Wilkins and I, you know, have shared a friendship for quite some time. Never had a chance to play against each other. And certainly, you know, this was a good opportunity for us to slide them into that slot and give our kids a chance to go over and see how we compete. You know, that Asheville being a 3A, it's a school we could possibly meet in the playoffs. You know, there are some similarities between Pisgah and Asheville. Obviously, their athleticism and speed will be more than what we are. But as far as their philosophies, you know, they're a run-first team. obviously got some good skill players to go back with that. But, you know, we feel like it's going to be a good matchup up front. Real interested to see how we can go with them toe-to-toe. And, you know, we got a couple games before we get there. We want to make sure we take care of those first two. But, you know, that was really the big change, is getting Asheville on the schedule.
How do you feel about that open date on September 11th being where it is in the schedule?
You know, it just didn't fall in the right place. Unfortunately, as schedules are being done, you know, when you're trying to find a game, you just have to work with their schedule as well. And, you know, Hazel ended up dropping us, which we felt pretty sure they were going to after we played last year. Coach Cottrell, who is their athletic director, met with me, and he said, "Coach, you know, we're probably going to look at trying to pick somebody else up." And, you know, certainly we understand that. There wasn't any bad or hard feelings or anything like that. Yeah. But, you know, Madison was one and Coach Gosnell that we could pick up, but the only date that matched was what our previous open date was.
Right, so you had to flip them.
Would love to have that open date before conference starts, but unfortunately it falls where it is, and, you know, we'll just roll with it.
So, and the other thing that always, you know, the last few years is I've sort of noticed in that schedule is that, you know, last year, for example, three of the last four were at home. This year, three of the last four are on the road. How do you feel about that?
You know, it's just the flip of the schedule. You know, as I know we've talked about it in our conference meetings, I think we're only one of the only conference teams that has that section where there's either three home or three away.
Right.
You know, when we redo the realignment stuff and all of these things, we'll look at trying to change that around. And you know, you look at the Smoky Mountain Conference, you know, they voted on rotating that schedule, first time and must have been 20 years that Murphy and Swain will not be the last game of the season. So their conference is actually starting to rotate that schedule in conference play. So, you know, something that may come up, you know, later down the line. We'll see how those guys do over there. I know, you know, those fans over there are used to seeing that game as the last one, and now they're going to see it as one of the first ones in conference. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out, and, you know, we try to learn from each other as well.
Speaking of reclassification real quick, I was reading a column in the Atlanta Constitution yesterday that Georgia's Athletic Association is looking at shaking up their divisions again, and I think they go up through, I think it may be 6A right now, but adding a one where I think the Big 44, you may have seen this, adding a Big 44, which it would be 44 high schools in that particular division, because you've got some of the largest schools in Georgia with anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 kids that are not just pulling from one area, that have open enrollment, whether they're a private or a charter, they got open enrollment, and they've got 3,000 kids from an area, you know, that may be 100 square miles playing in the same, you know, division as a high school with, you know, maybe 1,500 kids or something along those lines. So they're talking about, you know, adding that extra division. Right now in North Carolina, obviously we've got the four divisions, and then we subdivide when it comes to football. How do you feel about that right now? Is it time for us to look at doing something else in this state?
You know, I'm not as familiar with the Georgia side of it, but I am the South Carolina side, and their realignment is – in the odd years when ours comes. So they're doing realignment right now. And, you know, they have what's called the Big 16, where you've got Burns and Gaffney and Spartanburg and Dorman and all of those guys. And they have actually gone to a 5A. So when they reclassify after this season, they are going to 5A classifications and getting rid of the Big 16. So they're going to have essentially what you were mentioning, 42 schools in that 5A, and then about 44 or so all the way down and through. So I think there's certainly some things that our association will look at. Right now, everything we're here, and we're going to stay in the four classifications. Obviously, the biggest thing we're looking at right now is the student numbers from DPI,
right,
what our student enrollment is. They will take that number this year after our 20-day number comes out to determine whether or not we will be a 2A or a 3A. You know, we've been right on that line for the last few years.
So there could be a chance we drop into 2A this year.
Yes, there could be. You know, obviously we'll finish this season and have to play one more before that would kick in. But, you know, as of right now, you know, we're looking like we're going to be right around 1,000 kids. We were a little bit over the last time that they reclassified. Seems like it was about 1,060. So I think our numbers have come down a little bit. You know, and we're hopeful that we can get down into 2A.
Right.
You know, the biggest thing for us is a football staff as we look at it. You know, the thing that is the difference between the 2A and the 3A, great example, you know, you're either going to go through Crest or you're going to go through Shelby.
Right.
So you're still going
That's
through
right.
Cleveland
That's
County
right.
regardless.
Yeah.
You know, the difference is those first round games. You know, feel like we got a much tougher draw in the first round.
Sure.
Harder to get out of there.
Sure.
You know, it's been a while since we've been into the third round of the playoffs. Yeah. Obviously, that's a goal for us.
Yeah.
You know, but it would be nice to be able to get back down into that 2A and, you know, just see how we boat in there. I think our kids have competed well in the 3A when we've got in the playoffs. I think we've, you know, represented our place as good as could be. But, you know, it would be nice to see if our numbers are truly low enough, you know, go back down into 2A and see if we can get a little bit deeper in the playoffs.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
It's canning time. Get jars, pressure cookers, all your canning supplies at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. You can shop online at hometown-hardware.com or stop in for everything you need to preserve nature's bounty for enjoyment all year round. Friendly folks will guide you to everything you need at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Coach, we want to mention real quick as far as everything getting going. Obviously, the youth league going as well, getting going now, Canton Youth. Or Canton and Bethel Youth getting going. They're already getting started today. You want to make mention of that, of course.
Yes, they'll be down in the stadium today, down there for the home game for Canton's youth. And then, you know, excited to see the season get started for those guys. They had a jamboree there last week. Got to spend some time with a lot of those young kids in the spring with the 7-on-7 that we got started with the youth league, which I think has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, seeing those young kids out there moving around out in open space, and I think it has been good for Haywood County. You know, we had Genluska involved and Waynesville's youth involved, and I've had a chance to talk to Lynn Cagle from Waynesville's youth, and, you know, he actually called me looking for some helmets because he's got so many kids that have come out. So, you know, I think it's important that we keep promoting our sport, you know, even though that it may be on essentially what you say the other side of town, it's still Haywood County, and it's still our kids here, and you know, it was nice to see those kids come out and be involved with it, and hopefully that will continue the interest in our kids playing football.
And you've had a good relationship with the youth league since you've got here, and that's really going to make a big impact, because some of those kids are going to start getting to the program and are going to have the verbiage and all those kinds of things. That's going to make a big difference.
You know, I just think being able to see these kids playing and for them to recognize you and to recognize some of your players when you do your camps in the summertime with a youth camp, and you know, it's always a neat thing for these kids to come out there and kind of look up to these kids. And, you know, it's a big deal. You know, I can remember who my high school hero was.
Absolutely.
You know, was coming through and a really good running back at Rosman and Jay Sheridan. And I can still remember he wore number 22. You know, you just remember things like that.
Yeah.
You know, there were so many of our kids last year, Coach Brindley's boys especially, they knew who Trevor Johnson was.
Yeah.
They knew who number 25 was. You know, and those are things that those kids will keep with them forever. So it's a neat thing, you know, and you want to be involved with it as much as you can be.
And certainly look forward to those kids getting to us. But obviously getting things started next week and looking forward to another terrific season of Pisgah football again right here on AM 920. Again, we'll be on the air next week. 6:30 is our air time with the Black Bear Cafe preview show. 7 o'clock game time again. That is at North Buncombe next week. The following week, August 28th. We open up the home schedule against Eakin again. 6:30 is our airtime for that one, and you'll want to join Rhonda, Chuck, and me for that game. Certainly looking forward to that, and then we'll be right back here next Saturday morning for the Brett Chappell Show after that North Buncombe game. Again, for Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.